Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, P4P Real Talk Midwest Muscled in the Heezy. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the wizard. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Oh, that's perfect and splendid. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let us begin to converse.
Oh, God. You got
I'm
it,
trying
crazy.
Hard, Kaylin. I'm trying hard to keep up with the sound effects. I'm not succeeding yet, but I'm going to keep practicing.
You guys are wild, man. I seen the pole dancing, man. That was wild. You guys are crazy, man.
Wasn't that,
though? You guys, Kayla is crazy, man. Kayla would do anything, man. Wow,
yes,
I was crying laughing. It was hilarious. Oh,
you did a good job. We can reserve
you
a spot for
you
next time, too, JB.
I ain't getting my bitch behind on the pole.
Right?
Right.
That's something William would try to get me to do so everybody can laugh at me.
Hey, I think it would get great ratings, though. Great ratings. Just keep that in mind.
I'm sure it would.
Throw that
I'm
out
sure
there.
It would get great ratings, but not at my expense.
Oh my. So speaking of ratings, real quick, and then as you guys can tell, we've got JB Joseph, Don't Trust Me, Trust My Hustle Bolton is on the show with us tonight, and he's got some exciting things, news he's going to drop for us tonight. But before we get that far, just wanted to quickly touch base on last night's show. We got a lot of listener feedback on that show, and first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us know what you think and how you feel, good, bad, or indifferent. We definitely love to hear from you. And some of the comments that we received, they were challenging Kaylin and I to do a little better job of screening our guests. And
yes.
We just wanted to let you know that we hear you. We heard your message. And, we do put a lot of thought into our guests. We don't go into this blind. We try to pick individuals that we think will resonate well with our listeners and have stories that you will want to hear or have information that you need to know to be better at the sport of natural bodybuilding or any sport or any athlete that we happen to bring on the show, because sometimes we do bring in guests from different fields. And we do have an idea of the flow that we would like for the show to take, but that doesn't mean that that's what's always going to happen. As a case in point last night, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because, you know what, this is P4P Real Talk, and we do like to keep things real. We do like to be able to be flexible and just follow the ebb and flow of how the interview goes. Sometimes it goes the way we anticipate. Sometimes it's better than what we anticipate. And sometimes it's just not what we thought it was going to be at all. So we just want to let you guys know that we're not out here willy-nilly. And we do try to provide content that we think you guys will enjoy. And, just bear with us, and we appreciate you listening. And, Kaylin, do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Oh, yes. I would like to say we really do cover our guests, and then we actually cover, how the show, like Des was saying, is supposed to go. But like he said, a lot of times that's just not the case. But we won't stay on that any longer. We'll actually get over to tonight's show. And Des, take it from there.
And so who we have, JB. And JB, along the lines of what we were talking about, we actually have a question that was submitted from one of our listeners for you. It actually falls right in line with some of the things that I was just saying. And so this question is from Joanna, and she wants to know from you, JB, if P4P Real Talk is scripted, and as an owner, do you have say on what Kaylin and I put on the show?
No.
So, Joanna and or anyone else who are, is curious, that's a good question. So, just to give you a little background, just so you can understand, when, you know, P4P, the P4P Real Talk came out, was born out of, you know, just me trying to figure out a network for athletes, for drug-free athletes to come and, you know, speak their mind. Wherever that leads and whatnot, but to sort of create a platform where they can come and get, you know, and get interviewed and things of that nature. Just not just, and if you notice, if you ever listen to most of the podcasts, it's not just like, you know, the superstars of the field. It's like just, you know, it could be your amateur, it can be your first time person that's doing a show. I mean, it tackles all walks of life, from, you know, the 5-10-time champion to the person that's just starting. So I'm very proud of it. Just to answer your question, it is not scripted at all. When I talked to Kaylin, and Kaylin was an integral part of this and stuff like that. And after like many talks with Kaylin, I mean, I'm talking about 3 a.m. talks about the industry, many of those. And you know, and then me also selling this to the network. There's a lot of, you know, background stuff to this that, you know, a lot of people aren't privy to that. You know, I pretty much had to sell the vision picture of this and whatnot. It's just like its name. It's called, there's a reason why we call it P4P Real Talk, because there's all walks of life and you can talk. The only thing that I may come in there on, if, you know, if it is a direct competitor that come, you know, that someone's come in there and just boom, boom. I mean, I don't care if they give a shout out to their sponsor or whatever deal is and whatnot. As long as it's not like, you know, a 45 minute infomercial or something like that, then that's where I might come in there and be like, all right. But other than that, it's pretty much anything goes. And I'm so proud of, Kaylin and Desiree and I took it to the next level, you know. So Kaylin, made it go, and Desiree came in there and turned it into a Maserati, and you know, and then you need both, right? So my thing is that you know, Kaylin and Desiree are perfect, man. They're like, I mean, yin and yang. And you know, it took a lot of, there's a lot of different ways we could have went with this, you know. And I'm very proud of this because, you know, most of the other networks that you see out there is more geared towards, you know, whatever supplement company all the time. They're pretty much just interviewing their athletes or if you don't have, you know, 100,000 followers and you ain't on this show, or they just do championship,
that's a good
you
point,
know, world,
that's
world
a
championship
point.
Shows and things of that nature. I mean, this show tackles everything. I mean, if there's even controversy, like, you know, different things within the drug-free world, They tackle that, man. They sit there and they give people a voice to come in there and explain whatever they're trying to explain from their part and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of comedy, but then there's a lot of seriousness things that they tackle that a lot of other ones, you know, podcasts out there that would stay away from. You know, they sort of, you know, all the other podcasts try to, you know, keep it, you know, just, you know, more geared towards whatever they're trying to sell everybody and whatnot, where this network is more of, you know, tackling whatever everybody wants to talk about. Whatever's on everybody's mind, they go after it and stuff like that. And I what I love about it is they don't dominate. They don't try to create the news or steer the interview and whatnot. Kaylin is awesome at just letting you say what you got to say. And Desiree is very good at keeping it on point. So, I mean, it works really well together. It works really well together. And, I mean, they don't have all walks of life of guests on there. I mean, remember back you had that American Idol guy on there on the
yes.
podcast? Oh,
yes.
I mean, there's some things that, I mean, this is on a bodybuilding show. You know, on a drug-free bodybuilding show, you're going to see an American Idol person. It's just, you know, it's just crazy. But, no, it's not scripted. Kaylin and Desiree have full control of this network. They create the platform. They go get the guests. And, you know, Melinda, too. Melinda's the same way. Melinda go get the guests on her show, Fit Talk. And then David Leggett on his show get his guests, and they're all different. You know, P4P Real Talk, I take as the grandfather of it all. And then, you know, came, you know, Fit Talk, and then now David Leggett show during the day. And they're all, you know, they all do different, and I'm so proud of all three of them. I'm really proud of this show because without this show, I don't believe those other shows would have been there. So, I mean, Kaylin and Desiree should be commended on, you know, the guests and the topics and everything that they tackle on a daily basis and whatnot. Because I'm going to tell you, when we started this, there was nothing. Nothing like this.
No.
And now you're starting to see a lot more out there of people doing podcasts on natural. There was bodybuilding shows, but it was like more about and I'm speaking specifically to drug free world. It was more, and the drug free world is more about you know, the organization, wherever that
yes.
podcast. There's not, and, you know, or the supplement. There's not, you know, we're a supplement company. There's not a supplement company in the drug-free world that has a podcast, like a platform like this. It's not out there. You can look. It's not out there. And my thing is that I'm very proud of that, and it gives, you know, like I said, drug-free athlete from whatever organization, wherever they compete. My thing, I got done talking with Cleveland a little while ago because he's an IFBB pro, drug free, and I just got done talking to him, and you know, basically, you know, drug free is in your heart, man. It's not where you compete. Either you drug free or you ain't. A organization or nothing like that doesn't create you. And stuff like that. You were drug free before you got into the organization. You'll be drug free when you're done with the organization. So it's who you are and whatnot. So, you know, to get people to understand that drug free is way beyond a test. It's way beyond an organization. It's the essence of you, of what you believe
yeah.
in and what you stand for. So these things go beyond you know, competition. So my thing is that, you know, I'm very proud of it. It's not scripted. This is all Desiree and Kaylin, and they have full control. I'm just very blessed that I can come on here every so often and shoot my mouth off a little bit.
Now, JB, I got to say, when you came out with the BCAAs and I saw the pump after being sick, I mean, I was like, okay, they can't do no better than this. And then you got the snickerdoodle, and I said, all right, they can't stop. And then you came out with the pre-workout, the all shucks, like me and Dad like to call it. And I said, all right, now, come on. And now you say you got more good news?
Yeah, and after this, there's going to be even more good news. I just can't let that cat out of the bag, but there's got to be some other things. But, you know, there's – I mean, man, it's been a long road. I mean, we've only been here for 3 years, but it seemed like 30. it's been a long road, and you know, some things, you know, when you do this, when you go on a path like this, some things don't work out like you wanted to work out. But that can't stop you from, you know, continue the good fight. And my thing is, you know, regardless of, you know, what bumps in the roads or whatever that we, you know, me, Joe, or Chad ran into, you know, we still are strong in the vision that we believe P4P. We believe P4P is much more than a supplement company. We believe that, you know, P4P is a platform for drug-free athletes, no matter where they compete, where, you know, this is just the beginning. There's a vision for what we want to do. You know, it just takes some time, you know, for us to do them. You know, there's a lot of, but once the present is unwrapped, that's a pun for Christmas. Once the present is unwrapped, then everybody will understand what they got. Okay? I'll let that marinate in your brain for a little bit. But there's more to come, man. You know, we feel that there's bigger things we can do. And then even after, you know, this announcement and then the next announcement, there will be another announcement. And there will be another announcement. You know, we just keep grinding and stuff like that. If you don't hear from us, you don't see from us, trust me, man, that's because we're in the lab making something. And then we'll come out with it, and then we'll boom, do it again. I'm just want to just remind this is me commending the athletes. So I don't want anyone to take it that this is me puffing my chest out or anything. This is more about the athletes, you, Kaylin, Desiree, you know, the people who stuck by us through the thick and thin and stuff like that. It's a testament because, I mean, a lot of people, you know, when we first started, there was nothing. There was nothing. I mean, there wasn't, now you got companies that was like, had products and was like tilting towards juice heads and things of that nature are flipping their inventory towards drug free now.
Yes.
And that was unheard of when we started. When we started doing shout outs for all the athletes, you would never see that. When we sat here and we had, I mean, it sounds like nothing. It sounds, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like the, you know, but it's the details, right? So, you know, our goal was, our vision is that we felt that every athlete had value. We felt that every athlete, there was an athlete that was a role model to somebody, and that had value. And my thing is, that's the reason why we did, when we came out, we did shout out for every single athlete, and we put every single athlete up in the gallery and whatnot, because we felt that should be commended, because it's a hard, I mean, I know for myself, man, I competed, I got my pro card and everything, it's a rough road. It's a hard, man. I had to compete over and over, which a lot of people had to do that road. A lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice, and stuff like that. And for someone to tell me that just because I'm now on the front of Sports Illustrated or whatever the deal is, that the hard work that I put in that gym, the sacrifice that I do, time that I take away from my kids and things of that nature to do this sport and stuff like that doesn't have value, they don't know what they talk about. And we wanted to showcase that. We felt there was nothing, nobody out there doing that. And, you know, it's not the most, you know, sound business thing to do, but we just, you know, when I went out there, I started looking around and started talking to these athletes that, you know, 10-time champ, five-time, 10-time champ that didn't have any sponsorship or no one knew who they were. I thought it was a crying shame to have a 10-time champ and no one know who they are. It's ridiculous. And my thing is that, you know, I like, you know, if, you know, all I can do is do what we can do. I didn't know what would become of it, what direction, how this would work and stuff like that. But I felt that someone needed to do something. Now, don't get me wrong. We're in the business of making money. But I felt that you could do both. I felt that the drug-free it was a niche that people really wasn't taking advantage of, and that, you know, that where other supplement companies were more treating it as a extra something, you know, okay, we'll send a person to the booth or whatever it is, boom, boom. We felt that it was a serious venture, that we felt that there was value in there. And I knew it was, mainly because the reason why I knew it was because I was involved in the sport. And I knew that there was, like, phenomenal athletes. And, you know, someone just needed to trust in them, stuff like that. Yep. You know, the big vision was that, you know, we don't have one athlete, mainly, you know, because we don't get promoted like we should. We don't have one athlete that can be, you know, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Jay Cutler or whatnot. So when they say, well, why you do so many athletes and whatnot, is because, you know, the key was volume, right? So if I came out with three or four athletes, no one would even look our direction. We've just been like any other company and whatnot. But when you come out with a crowd of drug-free athletes and they're over there chanting, there's a big crowd of them chanting P for P in the corner, even if you don't know what the heck they talking about, you don't go over there and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, JD, speaking of chanting, we've got several of our listeners that are out here chanting, what's the announcement? What's the announcement? I think they're getting a little antsy.
Let me stay on point. See, that's right. I love her. So here's what we're going to do. This is another thing that we're going to do for the athletes. So we're doing a drawing. So starting July,
yes.
starting January 1st, for all P4P athletes, you know, anyone who all the P4P athletes that, you know, at least have a customer or two, someone who got their code out there and stuff like that. What we're gonna do is we're gonna do a drawing every month for a P4P athlete for a winner. So we're gonna start off the drawing with $50. Now we get athletes that apply to us on a daily, but every 20 to 25 athletes that come into P4P, we're gonna bump that up by $100 or so. And then we're gonna keep bumping it up. So every 25 athletes that come into P4P and whatnot, we're gonna bump it up another 100. So that thing, the sky's the limit for that. And now think about it. There's gonna be a winner. There's gonna be a P4P athlete winner every month. We're gonna draw it every month. We're gonna put everybody code into the hat. That, you know, everybody code that been used into the hat, and we're gonna draw a winner out every month. And as the pot gets, as athletes come in the P4P, the pot will get bigger. It can go to $5,000 to $10,000 and whatnot. We would never cap it. We'll never cap it.
Oh wow.
We'll never cap it.
That's big.
And so it can be as big as you guys want it to be. So if you want athletes to be, you know, and that's just one perk, but if you want athletes to be part of a, you know, a great foundation, drug-free place, company that represents drug-free athletes, then that's a great incentive to bring your friends, fellow competitors. Now everybody has to interview, and we have to qualify everybody. And there's as we went along through the years, there's a trial now where, you know, people have to qualify in order to become PvP. But once they qualify and stuff like that, there's a lot of new things. That's one new thing right there. Another thing is what we're doing is that for the PvP athletes, if you're listening, every 10 customers, so that's your code being consistently used 10 times a month. We're going to pay the athlete's registration for what our competition for that year.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So you understand that,
that's
right?
Quite a bit.
So every,
I was just going to just add to it. So athletes, so the incentive also, if that's not incentive enough, but not that long ago, I think it was even just last month, maybe 2 months ago, so P4P announced tax-free shopping and free shipping on orders $75 and higher. So
right,
there's savings
right
there, plus all of the folks that you're sharing P4P information with, information on the products with, they're also saving 15% by using your code. So they're receiving huge savings, and in if enough of them do that, then you get perks and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I never, you know, my thing is I never seen that done before. You know, I wanted to do that about a year ago, but we just weren't ready to do it. But I wanted the drawing is ridiculous. I think that's awesome. I think, you know, it's just based on, you know, productivity and stuff like that. It's not based on who you are and things of that nature and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's every month, you know, 12 times a year, they're going to be winners. And you know, as the athletes come in, you know, they're going to be, the pot will grow bigger and bigger, and there's no cap on it. And then you're talking about the athletes who have 10 customers, consistently a month, we're going to be paying their registration fees for a show that year. And then, that's not really capped either, because if you do 20, then we'll pay for another one and stuff like that. So, I mean, my thing is that, you know, we're doing everything physically possible for the massive amount of athletes that we have to be supportive of all of them, you know, and it sort of have a partnership between the company and the athletes, you know. And, you know, and then there's more to come. The next bomb, I can't talk about it just yet, you know, it's just a teaser, but the next bomb is going to just drop, is going to floor everybody.
JB, this is a little off topic, but I want to ask it because it's a very legitimate question. And I know, like you said, we've talked about stuff till 3-5 in the morning sometimes. So I know, already know the answer, but I want the listeners to understand. And he this is from Greg. And Greg, this is a very good question. I appreciate you asking.
Hey, you guys are growing, man.
Yeah, he says he wants to know, that the business is taking off and, you know, stuff is going on. Do you ever have an intent to bring in the enhanced community?
No. No. As a pretty
what
quick answer to that. As a pretty
yeah
quick answer, the found, you know, here's the thing, man. Let me break this down. A lot of people think, I'm not against. Now, here's the thing. I have no, let me put it this way. I have people who I know that are juice heads, okay? And the guy who introduced me to bodybuilding was a juice head. But my problem isn't with the juice heads. Because they're going to do what they're going to do. They're taking care of themselves. They're doing whatever they do. I can't control, you know, my thing is it is what it is. But there's something wrong where that, you know, and this ain't on them, that they're getting the full pie where the drug-free athletes are getting crumbed. And that's the whole, I'm going to tell you, that's what lit the fire for me. It wasn't really against, you know, because sometimes a lot of people get, you know, I just want to set everybody straight on that. And this ain't me hating on, you know, IFBB, NPC, or whatever deal is, okay? I feel the way I feel. They feel the way they feel. They do what they do. And whatnot, that's on them and whatnot. I have no problem. We have drug-free athletes that compete in the NPC and IFBB. That's why I said drug-free is within an individual. It's not in an organization or wherever they compete, you know, because there's people who can go in an organization that is drug-free and not be clean either. We all seen that. So my thing is that it's the individual, you know. So my thing is the equality of it all. You know, there's something wrong where you have a person like, for example, Cleveland Thomas, that is done pretty much everything that you can do in this sport. This dude done won 11 worldwide championships and 30-something odd championships. I mean, just a crazy amount. And he is, and the thing that struck me, what Cleveland said to me, was he felt that he was no further in this sport than when he started. That's a prop.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a prop. And my thing is that it shouldn't be that way. And that's where... Okay, you know, a lot of people, well, dude, you should know, you shouldn't get into this sport and expect anything. Why not? Everybody gets in every other sport and expect something.
Yeah.
Why are we in the sewers? You don't think our sport is grand enough for it? I do too.
I think our
sport is great. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just underperformed. That's all I think. I think there's a lot of uneducated people that just don't know the difference between us and the IFBB. They just don't
That's
know
true.
Because it just ain't promoted like that way. I talk, you know, we do all sports, and you know, and people ask me all the time, you know, what, you know, they just don't understand what drug-free bodybuilding is. You know, it doesn't make sense to them, you know, because there's not drug-free basketball. There's not drug-free football.
Yeah. That's
you know,
point.
So they, you know, people get confused about that. And so, you know, we're behind the eight ball right there. So my thing is that, you know, when we made P4P, it was because we just wanted to have something for the athletes. To where outside of the organization and stuff like that, which, you know, I know I rail against the organization a lot and stuff like that. I got nothing against them, really, honestly. Without them, there would be no competitions and stuff like that. So, you know, my thing is you know, and even with P4P, I just strive to get better, you know, and I just want us to get better. And that's it, because like I said, it is a great sport, and people do a lot of sacrifices and spend a lot of money on this sport. And I think, you know, I'm not sitting there saying, you know, they should be an overnight success or anything like that. But there's sports like chess. I think what I've seen before. I think I've seen what's that one game? The game they got another one that you hit the little birdie across the
badminton.
The net. Yeah, so they actually got badminton as a sport on ESPN and stuff like that, and they actually are they actually get a prize money way like probably triple any of our athletes would. So my thing is you know, it's just you know, when I see stuff like that, I feel, you know, that we could just do better. You know, I just feel that there's a way we could do better. We just really sit down and just you know, think it through and stuff like that. I tell you one thing will help too, man. When you do find a phenomenal athlete that is dominating, that is like, you know, taking headlines, we should get behind that athlete versus trying to tear them down.
Hey JB, this is a pretty active show. You got heads rolling, so we've got a couple of questions. Dez, you want to answer? Ask them.
No, sure. I will try my best. Go for it.
What?
Dez, go ahead.
Who, me?
Are you? Oh, am I asking the question?
Yes, you're asking.
Okay.
The
oh, okay. We got a question from Linda. And she wants to know, this question is directed towards Carolyn and I. She would like to know if we are going to have a female group of top competitors on the show soon. And Linda, my short answer to that is, I think that's an awesome suggestion. You know, we have great female competitors on the show.
Yes, we do.
Often, we really do, but not as a group. So I like this idea. We will definitely look into it. We are already booking well into January and early February. We've already got our calendars filled, so that's awesome. But
I'm gonna tell
you, pull together as quickly as we can.
Kaylin tried that. Remember, Kaylin?
Yes.
Okay. Tell whoever asked that question, put the pressure on some of these to get together. To get it together. Because we would love to have that. I mean, we would love to have some of the you know, like, oh, my God, man. You know, I would be on the phone like a giddy teenager if we could get that. I mean, and Kayla, we got the guys together to do it one time with Martin Daniels and Cleveland and all that, man. Me and Kayla was on the phone like two teenagers texting each other during the interview, like, do you believe this? And stuff like that, you know. I respect, and I mean, is, you know, you talking about, these are people who I looked up to. You know, even the females one, I mean, like, the Payne.
Patricia Payne? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Patricia Payne,
yeah, you know,
is like,
we have been,
Patricia
we have
Payne,
been in conversations with her in the past.
Patricia Payne is by, and now, this is not me saying this against any, there, we have other phenomenal female athletes, you know, but me as a fan, just speaking as a fan, Patricia Payne is ridiculous. Period.
Yes.
On all aspects.
I times that times 10, and I have to agree with that.
She did one routine. What was that, man? She did a routine. She had a hat on, right?
Yes, the night routine, yes.
Yeah, I forgot what the music was. Because I don't think I even heard the music. I was floored. this hurt. I mean, they could have turned the music down. And her whole posing routine was just on another level, dude. Like, when I say on another level, I'm talking about outer space level. She's that good, man. And I don't feel Patricia Payne is getting her dues of how
no.
good she is. Shoot, man, this girl is ridiculous. Look at the when you got rock star athletes, female athletes like Heather Fertilla, Angela Yale. Boom, sitting there bowing down, or, you know, sitting there saying Patricia Payne is, boom, that's it. you know Patricia Payne is on another level. Because those athletes are bad. So, you know, we got to get her. Please get her on there. I will be on the, I will be listening to that. And her sister. Her sister's ridiculous, too. I mean, they got it locked. Bodybuilding and figure locked.
Yes. And they're doing some great coaching,
all right,
too.
All right. Well, we've got that request in there. So, Linda, you can see you've stirred things up. You've got some excitement going, so we will definitely be on it. One more question. It's a quick question, unless Kalen's got some more he wants to throw in the mix. But this one is
Sean.
Oh, from Sean, wanting to know if I plan to compete outside of the Midwest. And in 2017, yes, I would like to get outside of the Midwest. Exactly where that's going to be, I'm not sure yet. I don't have everything
hint,
mapped
hint,
out.
Roma,
but there are some. Buffalo is one. Buffalo is one. There are some key shows. I have some very specific goals that I want to try and hit in 2017. But New York would be one of the first excursions outside of the Midwest if all goes to plan. So there you have it.
Mendez is a good promoter.
Yep. So, I mean, and there's tons of promoters that have a lot of exciting things going on. I mean, I think if there was a geeking out for promoters, I think our network has got that going on because they get the biggest rush of not only, you know, raising the bar for what they're offering to the athletes, but trying to outdo each other. So it's always fun to watch, and there's just more and more announcements coming out all the time about these different things that the promoters are kicking off in 2017. So as an athlete and as, you know, P4P Real Talk, I'm pretty excited about all of it.
Let me put y'all on the spot. Let me put y'all on the spot right now.
Please do.
What region promoting wise, show wise, what region you think is just taking over?
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Who you think is hot right now? What's hot? What region is hot right now?
Well, I gotta go with the Midwest. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Now I ain't trying to be biased, but I think the Midwest is taking over. I'm sorry. But it's happening.
I mean, as when I say promoters geeking out about who can outdo each other, most of that action is happening in the Midwest.
We should give out an award for that.
Yes.
We should have, P4P Real Talk. We should, have a voting or something, though, since these people are calling in. Give their votes on who they think is the hottest promoter out there.
That's awesome. And then we need to call Ron Anderson. We'll put him on the spot and have him throw in a spread in Synetics Magazine for the hottest promoter of the year. I could totally see that.
Yeah, we do that too. Definitely do that. So, just to get back on topic real quick, remember, want to be part of P4P, it's going to be a drawing every month. You guys about to see some cats with some fat pockets that's going to be starting, you know, don't be surprised next year, man. You see this person won 1,000, this person won 2, this person won 5,000. This is real. And you know, my thing is, you know, we want to have a partnership with our athletes and stuff like that. So, you know, if you're looking for a sponsorship that is that you can grow in, that won't stop, won't stop where they are. They want to keep on growing and getting bigger and better and whatnot, then, go to p4pmuscle.com, fill out an application and get an interview. Probably in the next three to four months, I'll be back on here, just to let you know, Kalen.
Okay.
And there will be another announcement. Now, that one will be the Barn Buster. So, you know, that one you really, I mean, this one's big, too. I mean, when you see it go down, you guys will understand. It's one of those gifts that you're not going to understand right now as I'm talking about it. But when you, trust me, in about 6 months, you'll be like, you'll be sitting there like, whoa, this is crazy. But the next thing that we come out with, we just have to sew up some stuff. We're going to do something. Let me put it this way. I'm going to do something that I didn't think I was going to do. It shocked even me. And I'm a hard person to shock.
I'm intrigued.
It's going to be interesting. But I think it's what we need to do. I think the athletes will love it. I think what we're gonna bring is gonna be our vision, man. We want to disrupt things and stuff like that for good. We want to disrupt things. We don't want business as usual. We want sort of like what you guys are doing with this podcast. We want to do things that are different and stuff like that. So we just want to, keep on going and keep grinding and stuff like that. We also want to create more podcasts. You know, we're just looking for the right people and stuff like that. But we want to create more podcast hosts, people who have talent. Like I said, I feel that, Fit Talk and David Leggett shows is basically a birth child from P4P Real Talk. So,
yes.
I think without P4P Real Talk, there'd be none of that. And the vision is to see more, we want to have a network of hosts for drug-free athletes. And sort of that's going to be the platform where we pretty much all, there are different shows, but they all help each other. You know what I'm saying? Because they're all speaking the same message. Same core message and stuff like that. So, you guys, you and Melinda and whatnot, you guys do things together, right?
Oh, we do. And in fact,
we
want to have both Melinda and David on with us when we do our year in review beginning of January. So we're hoping to get you together.
Oh, man, I forgot about you guys. I love your year in review. It's crazy. I love that. The last one I loved. So I hope everybody else loved it as much as I did. But I thought it was phenomenal. So when is that show? Joanne, I don't even know when that show is. So I ain't scripting anything.
It'll be the first week in January. Both the January and Thursday shows it'll be a two-parter. So that full week will be our year in review.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to listen in for that one. That's going to be good. I want to hear all the highlights.
And low lights.
Yes, and it's shaping up to be pretty good.
Low lights. Who do you think? Kayla, let me put you on the spot again. Who do you think is the hottest bodybuilder, male bodybuilder right now?
It would have to be either Meshack or Marshall's running pretty up there. And then I haven't been keeping track of the West Coast, so I don't want to exclude anybody from that. But I don't think Moses done too much. But it's between those two. Because Meshack basically had everybody kept questioning if he's going to show up or not.
Man, Marshall is killing it, though, ain't he?
Yes.
Seems like he's winning at least every other show.
Yes.
That's just crazy, man. I mean, we have so
I was waiting
so
for
many.
Martin to get out there with him.
Well, Martin, Martin, man. I think when I talked to Martin, Martin, you know, Martin in the, he's in the Batcave right now, man, doing his thing. You know, so when Martin come out, man, you better put your shades on. Because
okay, wait, hold on, because I don't wanna miss this, because this is something. And the guy, okay, this is from Tyler. He says, "I can't believe you guys aren't speaking about the DVD," and that's the perfect segue since we're already talking about it. So
the who?
The DVD that
the
was
DVD.
Done. So explain how that came about before we end the show, and then give people a heads up on what you had in mind.
Oh, the Martin Daniels, the Freak Show?
Yes.
Yep.
Which there are some available. You can go on PPPMuscle.com and purchase yours. That also have Caleb with me, your ear, Patterson on there, doing this thing, co-star. And so, it was actually, you know how I see it, it was a great chameleon around, among brothers. There's pictures that I went through outside of DVD that I saw when we were there of us, you know, hugging and smiling. Like, I mean, it was almost like the cameras wasn't even on, man. And that's the most awesomest thing, man. It, you know, the Kaylin and Martin, you know, brought that DVD to life, and mainly because of how real they are, and that you know, when we were up in that mud, man, we had juice heads sitting there saying, "Man, who's them dudes?" And stuff like that. And then Martin was up in there signing autographs left and right and stuff, you know. It was a special time, man. The DVD is phenomenal. It's not your typical bodybuilding DVD. It's more of it got Martin, you know, talking a little bit about his history, a little bit about actually his family, his values, why he keeps doing this and stuff like that, what keeps, you know, pushing him and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's actually also an education. There's things that Martin was doing that right now that I adopt into my workout. And you don't usually see those things from Martin. Martin is a pretty private dude. So for him to, you know, for him to do that, man, was a honor for me to even see that dude's workout. Because like I said, you know, Mark has like, I think he said he has like 4 or 5 gym memberships. You know, this dude, he goes when the parking, he goes to a gym, he told me, based on how many cars are in the parking lot.
The least amount of cars, that's where he's going. JB, I got to put this out there because I think a lot of people have dealt with the photo mag videos and stuff like that or pictures. Martin Daniels uses real weight. He doesn't use the fake props. He's not doing anything for photo. This man is there to work. I really want to put that out there because that was something that blew me away.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill me.
Because here's the thing, man. When we were there the day before you came, Caleb, when we were there shooting the first half, there's other representatives from other supplement companies, I won't name them, that you know, these dudes were doing, like, you know, they're sitting there standing by the weights, you know, taking pictures and doing the tail end, you know, because they do editing and all that stuff with it. That the DVD that you seen with Martin, that was full-fledged, man. This dude, this dude go through, you know how they got 2 racks of dumbbells, right? The top and the bottom, right?
Yes.
This dude went through the top, the bottom, and the floor. He went through the whole thing, just drop set the whole thing with a superset with a T-bar. It was the craziest thing I ever seen. You know, the stamina that he had. I mean, it must have been like 20 sets in a row. with no rest. And, you know, so the guy is a Martin Daniels is a phenomenal athlete. And I give all the credit in the world to Kalen for even working out with that dude because hey, surviving. Because I mean that, you know, that would have killed me. And I was like, you know, and I'm gonna let you know, it was a really busy weekend that week, and we basically had to manufacture weights for him. What you see in that DVD wasn't what, his, you know, the max what he could do. It's just that was all the weight we could get.
Yes.
I mean, he could do more. It's just all the weight we could get. And I'm going to just say, I'm going to tell you, the pictures do not do Mark Daniels justice. You have to see Mark Daniels up close. The dude legs and calves and stuff don't look real.
That's true.
It just don't look cartoonish and whatnot. The dude has to, like, claws, like horse, I don't know, quads, man. It's just the thickness in this dude. I never seen a brother that thick with a waist that small.
I'd have to concur. That was just unfathomable when you think about it, especially with him holding that much size.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was a great time. We want to do it with other athletes too as well. But that was that was a milestone and stuff like that. Which is getting us into more of the, you know, radio, TV, video, you know.
Jamie,
we want to
one more question.
Yeah. Yep.
One more question from.
Go ahead.
He calls himself Marky Mark. I can't believe that. All right, Marky Mark. he wants to know: Is there going to be a booth at the Arnold this year? Well, next year.
Not this time. But the following year, we're planning on doing it. Now, the reason for that is when I come back on the show, our next surprise. Now,
gotcha.
if it wasn't for that next surprise, we would have done it. But because this next surprise is what I've been wanting to do for 3 years, but I didn't know it was going to go this route. We had a sacrifice somewhere, so that's what got sacrificed this year. But
okay.
We will be back to Arnold. And I'm gonna tell you, dude, I don't know if we ever did that justice either. That was a milestone. I gone to the Arnold many years, and I never seen the booth that we displayed and the reception that we got from everybody. Was
yeah.
so positive. It was, you know, and this wasn't us just in the corner chilling, you know, trying to be quiet, just, you know, sell our product, boom, boom. We had Jerome back there with DJ yelling drug-free on the mic where everybody could hear. The music was blasting and everything like that. And, there's a huge banner, drug-free athletes at the Arnold, dude. At the Arnold. I had never seen a booth like that before. I have never seen a booth like that before. And I think that, you know, I'm not saying that for me. I'm saying that, you know, for drug-free athletes, just to let you know, dude, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody. I'm telling you.
And we did.
We were in there, and we had a line as big as any other booth out there.
Man.
We had a line going down the, I mean, I'm telling you, they couldn't stop coming. We had to sit there and, like, close it down a few times because it was just that crazy. So my thing is that there is a market for drug-free bodybuilders and fitness figure, bikini, and whatnot. There is a market for it. I believe that from the start. And all that, when we did the Arnold, all that did is reaffirm what I believe, that these people, they just like phenomenal athletes. They don't care where they come from. period. So, I mean, let's get it. Let's get our, you know, let's have a 2017, man. Let's make some noise, man. Let's make some noise for drug free athletes, man. Let's dare to be great, man. Let's do something special.
And I think that is an awesome note to end on for everybody who's listening. Do dare to be great, dare to be special, and do something different for drug free. And we're all going to benefit from that. So, JB.
Yes.
Tell Joe and Chad, you guys, we're just super pumped about all the things that you keep bringing, and we are definitely looking forward to the big announcement coming up. So hopefully these next 3 months move fast so we can find out what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one, man. And that one, I'm going to have to, you know, what I'll do is I will talk with you and Kaylin first so we can get all our – so when we do go on, it can be a productive, you know, it can flow. And then I can – anyone who has questions, they can ask me and stuff like that so we can have time for all the questions if anyone has that. It's going to be I'm very happy about it. It's a different route that we're going to do it, but I think it's a bridge. It's a bridge to where I want to eventually go. And then I think we will be able to change things even more so for the drug-free sport. Our goal is just to let you know, our goal is not, you know, just to be here to make a buck. Our goal is to make a change, you know, to do something special, to create something where there is nothing, and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of other athletes that would agree with me. I think, and you're starting to see things, right? You see, what's her name? You had her on, the girl who created the organization to speak up.
Melissa Johnson?
Right. So you're starting to see people, leaders of the industry, get up and start, you know, creating platforms for the athlete to start, you know, thinking about the athlete. You know, it's not us sitting here and being so lucky to be here, or, you know, for the promoters to put on a show. And my thing is that's important too. The promoters are very important, but the athletes need a voice too. And my thing is that you're starting to see more now. Like I said, when we started, there was nothing. As a matter of fact, all I saw was witch hunts for athletes. So my thing is that I'm so happy to see. And this is, remember, Kayla, when we sat down and talked? And this is straight up. And I said, this is what I want, is to bring, you know, if P4P does this, to bring a spotlight. So, you know, there will be other companies that will come in here and see that there's value here, but also to create a situation where other athletes and other people will come and create a voice for the athletes, and then we can become something greater. And I think that's good. I think it's good.
But hold on, JB, because I want to say something, because even though, you know, we're off the air right now, but the listeners will still be able to listen to the download. The one thing that you did say, and it really got my heart and it really touched me, is that you said you didn't care if it was P4P that was in the forefront of this. You wanted it to be something for the natural athlete. And that blew me away, because most of the time, the only vision is my vision, and that's the only one that works. And if people don't follow it, then we'll never succeed, and all we can do is fail.
But what you were saying was totally different, and it basically dealt strictly for the natural athlete.
Right, and I just wanted people to, you know, I wanted people to understand that, you know, there's more to this sport than just, you know, organizations and the supplement companies and stuff like that, that, you know, athletes have a voice, and they can, you know, they can promote themselves as well. And my thing is that I didn't care. I just wanted to, I felt that there needed to be something out there, man. That's how the whole idea came about, man. I mean, dude, you don't get 400 athletes we weren't putting out $50,000 like First Farm or any the rest of these companies. We weren't doing some gimmicky stuff and whatnot. You know what we did? We took that first year and we hit the road and we started talking. The first 6 months, we had no product. The first 6 months, all we did was hit the road and talk about, let me tell you something about this P4P muscle. And it wasn't about, you know, it wasn't about, okay, everybody needs to follow P4P muscle. What it was is for people to see that there's value here, that these athletes are phenomenal. They're great at what they do. And they should be treated as such. Not in prize money, because in my opinion, man, prize money is whatever and whatnot. Okay, whatever, you know, it's a rat race we're at, right? This is where you see with a whole lot, which there's some things I'm going to do with that too as well, and that's on the next show. But it's a rat race. It's a rat race with that, right? So it's just promoters trying to top each other, right? And at the, but in the meantime, There's no athlete who get promoted, okay? So, for instance, okay, let's say you win the $4,000 or $5,000, right? Or whatever for the championship, right? And let's say you won 5 championships or 10, you know, whatever deal it is and stuff like that. Is that $4,000 or $5,000 worth it that you, even though you feel like your championship, like, you sort of feel like you're a paper champion, because what happens is that they may recognize you as a champion in your federation, but they don't in others. And I don't know how that works, right? So I don't know how you can take other athletes into your organization, but then you don't recognize the champion from the other organization as such, like your champion. And my thing is to me, to win a worldwide championship, I mean, is how many cats have done it of all the thousands and thousands of athletes? It's a feat. And my thing is that you know, I just wanted there to be a spotlight on this sport, because I know it's great. I know it's in line with most people. You know, your average people. I know that these athletes that compete on the stage, when they go in their back home in their gym, they got many people in their gym that look up to those people, that motivate them to work out, lose weight, whatever it may be. And you cannot tell me that there's not value there, more so than what's being offered. So my thing is that, you know, it's not about prize money. You know, let's get off of that. See, that's the thing that keeps you in that rat race, right? You know, it's like, you know, here's your prize money. Ignore the rest of, you know, ignore that the neighborhood is in shambles. But here's your money. You know, my thing is that, you know, prize money is there and gone. And my thing is what we want is to create something that is substantial, a foundation that will last as long as the IFBB has lasted, to be on their level, if not beyond their level. It's time for us to get off the children's table at Thanksgiving. And it's time.
Well, hold on, Davey. Hold on. We're gonna have to finish that on the next show. But that's the perfect way to end it right there. Get off the. I like that.
Hashtag.
I like that.
Hashtag.
So.
Well, thanks, JB, for joining us tonight and just sharing all of your perspective. Dude, we're looking forward to the next one for sure. So,
all right. Thank
Kaylin,
you so much for having me.
Thanks
so much, JB.
All right, real quick. Snickerdoodle shout
out. Who else can call their owner dude? Oh, my goodness. Who else can get away with that? Love the P4P real talk.
Well, I'm not sure I've gotten away with it yet, but I guess I'll find out.
Oh.
All right. All right. Hashtag Snickerdoodle. Hashtag Chocolate Way is number one. And on behalf of
Hashtag Snickerdoodle is
Kaylin,
above and beyond.
Kaylin, JB, Chad, and Joe, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Big show tomorrow.